To start our show, Flint is renowned as the birthplace of General Motors and for the prosperity it once enjoyed as Vehicle City. More recently, that success has been overshadowed by troubles that have trailed the decline of auto manufacturing there, population loss, blight, crime, drugs, and debt. Now, a lawsuit by city retirees jeopardizes ongoing efforts to improve Flint's fortunes. Our next guest, who wrote about it in yesterday's Detroit News, says it could lead to municipal bankruptcy. To tell us more, we welcome Detroit News reporter Mike Martinez. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Briefly, Mike, put Flint's challenges in a little context for us. Unemployment, crime, shrinking tax base, these have all been problems.
Well, you said it. It's really in a tough bind right now. You have a population really in a free fall, struggling to stay over the 100,000 mark. Unemployment rate continues to go up. I think last month it was about 15.8%. The poverty rate, around 35%. That's the most recent number I could find. That's from 2010. A lot of people suggest that it's even higher today. And it's continued to lose jobs. Really, when General Motors left in the early 2000s, things just went south really quick. The auto industry used to employ about 80,000 people in the city of Flint. Today, less than 10,000.
That is an amazing decline. The city has an emergency financial manager that is a Lansing area resident, Darnell Early. And as emergency financial manager, he oversees a plan to balance Flint's books. Can you tell us a little bit about that plan?
Sure. It's a controversial plan. They just proposed a two-year budget. They're trying to eliminate about $13 million of debt. But as part of that budget, they need to cut fire and police officers, about 19 firefighters and 36 police officers. And in addition to those cuts, city residents are going to have to pay more for services. Going to have to pay about $3 more for street lighting. Garbage pickup's going to go up by about 20 bucks. Sewer rates are going to increase. So really, for the average citizen, they can't be too happy about that.
And let's get to this lawsuit here, though. This is apparently what might tip the scales further in the wrong direction. Give us the basics of that. Who has filed this, and what's it about?
Exactly. This lawsuit goes back to the previous emergency manager, Michael Brown. Back in 2012, he decided that retirees from the city of Flint should pay more for health coverage. He wanted them to pay about $100 more per month, increase their deductible, raise copays, and obviously they did not like that. So a group of six retirees sued the city to try to stop those increases. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an injunction stopping those changes, and now they're still in court fighting that, trying to come to some sort of an agreement.
When will the lawsuit be decided? Is it hung up in the courts, or is it moving along?
As of right now, there's no set date. I talked with the emergency manager a couple weeks ago. He said that both attorneys are talking, trying to hopefully work something out, but no court date has been set as of right now.
So both the sides are talking, and there is an effort to try to settle this out of court? That's an option?
Not entirely sure how realistic that option is, but they said at least they're talking.
I spoke with Darnell Early as well yesterday, Flint's emergency financial manager, who emphasized that even in a worst-case scenario, it should take several years before municipal bankruptcy would unfold. Is that your understanding?
It would take a while, and this process would not be quick. And you take a look at Detroit, right? It didn't happen overnight. A lot of things led to that. It's a problem that's not going to happen overnight, and it probably won't be solved overnight either.
We're talking with Detroit News reporter Mike Martinez, who filed a story yesterday on the possibility of bankruptcy for the city of Flint, especially in light of a lawsuit filed by city retirees who want to hold on to their health care benefits that have been guaranteed in the past by the city. How do Flint residents feel about the lawsuit, Mike? Do you detect whether they're generally supportive of the retirees who are filing it, or do they question it given the scale of the city's problems?
Well, obviously, I think one thing we need to keep in mind here, I talked to a handful of residents when I was out in Flint reporting this story. That's obviously a small sample size. But from the people I did talk to, they weren't really as concerned over, you know, who's right and who's wrong in this lawsuit. They just want good services. They want their police officers to show up on time. They want their garbage to be picked up. They want, you know, the crime to stop. That's really all they're concerned about.
Do you detect whether they're willing to pay more for that, for those services?
A few residents said that they're barely making it as it is, and they would even consider maybe leaving the city, and, you know, they would join thousands who already have. But they just want something to be done, to be honest.
You write that despite so many challenges, there is investment in Flint's downtown. What's happening?
Well, to be honest, Mark, it's really similar to Detroit. You know, despite Detroit's bankruptcy, its downtown business community is thriving. Same with Flint. Whereas in Detroit, we have, you know, Dan Gilbert buying up a lot of buildings, renovating them, pumping, you know, workers into downtown. In Flint, there's a group called Uptown Developments. It's a nonprofit partnership between a number of wealthy families and the Mott Foundation. They've purchased more than a dozen buildings along Saginaw Street in Flint's downtown. They rehabbed them. They've put in new office space, new retail space, new lofts, and a lot of business people are starting to move downtown. And it's sort of unique businesses too. You see a crêperie. Used to be a little mobile cart along the streets, and then they found a brick and mortar store. There's a high-end shoemaker that just set up shop. So you have these little individual businesses, and then the universities are investing too. Obviously, U of M Flint has a big presence down there. Michigan State is adding a new medical school that's going to bring, you know, hundreds of jobs. It's a $19 million project. So that's all good news for at least Flint's downtown.
The businesses you describe remind me of the kinds of businesses that I hear are popping up in Midtown Detroit.
Exactly. You're seeing some more higher-end, you know, Shinola watches, bicycle makers, high-end jeans makers. So it's sort of these quirky businesses that, you know, may not bring a lot of jobs, but at least it's a start. At least it shows that somebody's willing to set up shop in a struggling city.
One of the things you read about a lot with relation to Detroit anyway is the number of young people who have moved to the city from elsewhere. Do you by any chance detect anything similar going on in Flint, Mike?
Maybe not at the same rate as Detroit, but there were a lot of young people, at least from my own observations. Whether or not they were, they stay there to go to the universities, or whether or not they just stay there to work. I know at a few of these coffee shops I've visited and restaurants, there are a lot of young waiters and waitresses who, you know, bike to work, so they live relatively close.
Mike Martinez is a reporter for the Detroit News. He's been writing about Flint lately, and he's been our guest here on Current State. Mike, many thanks.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.